you're just getting more and more beautiful every day. That was only kidding, honey. What's the matter with you anyway?
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Are you a train?
I thought it was an ambulance.
Oh, an ambulance.
Woo!
Why are you an ambulance? Oh, that's a car alarm. Dang it. Wee 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 wee.
Boy.
That's a car alarm. Now you're doing it.
Now it's a car alarm.
What the heck are we talking about?
I was only kidding.
Oh, you were only kidding.
Yes.
All right.
From Off the Deep End.
Yay.
1992. 92,
yes.
yeah. Not much to say about this song, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.
Wait, no.
That's like the fourth time you've done that joke.
I know. I'll keep doing it every time you say there's not much to say about the song.
There's not much to say about Steve.
Bye-bye.
Aww. Yeah, this is the second of his Tony O'Kay songs.
Just okay.
Just okay?
He's not Tony great.
He's just Tony
O'Kay. Tony's not great. He's Tony O'Kay. Oh,
it's been too long. Why are we still doing this podcast?
Because you love my dad jokes.
I think I'm gonna. If we don't have like more people on the podcast, this next time, then
what?
I'm gonna have to quit.
Wait, what?
Yes,
I can't do this alone. Who's gonna research? I can't do research. Come on, I'm too busy sleeping and working and. Raising children.
Raising children.
In that order.
They're not even mine.
In that order.
Good job.
Oh, yay. Tony O'Kay. I've never heard of him until we found out.
I thought it was a woman.
Yeah?
I totally did.
You mean just by name?
Just by name.
Okay.
Like when you're reading, information, you're like, oh, it's like, yeah.
Some
I don't know.
Punk girl or whatever. Yeah, I can see that. Like Tony Basil.
Yeah, something like that.
Tony,
I don't know.
Those are guys.
Like, who did Nina?
Nanya Luft Balloons?
Yeah. Nina or Nenna?
Yeah, you thought that was a guy?
No. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a reason I thought Tony O'Kay was.
Tony Braxton.
No. Happy Birthday was also sort of a style parody of that.
Yeah.
This one, I think, is a little bit more. I was listening to some stuff. Uh-huh. I feel like this is sort of more one of those like album ones, sort of like we talked about with Elvis Costello.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is Life in the Food Chain, the album.
Okay.
But more specifically, Hatred.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that song. That is pretty dead on to this.
Or actually, it's H-A-T-R-E-D.
Yes, he spells it.
It is. It's nasty too.
Yeah,
send
the kids away and listen
exactly.
To it.
Exactly. You can't. You definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it starts out the nice thing,
and
then it goes into
slow
the hard rocking kind of. Because at first you're like, I guess this is kind of like it. And then it kicks in, and you're like, this is
the beginning is not the same because Weird Al has more of that like kind of like churchy kind of like background organ.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that. He has more like just like a slow guitar strumming, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had like I said, I'd never heard of this guy until you mentioned and listened to. Him, so I'm like, okay, and I'm like, oh, it's so odd that Weird Al's done two style parodies of this guy, and he's like, who is he, like really underground,
which is weird because we've totally talked about this on the Happy Birthday episode,
yes,
and you've already forgotten that
I completely forgot it. We talked about it, but no, I just don't remember you saying that he also did this one.
No,
I don't recall you saying that. Maybe you did, and I was looking out the window at something. I don't know. I don't remember you saying that, but
you the bounce house was in the backyard,
the
and you were
house.
Too
yeah,
interested.
Yeah, that was
in.
Fun. But no, who is he? I mean. He must be someone really important in like maybe the LA punk scene that
or
Weird
something
Al
weird like that. Yeah.
Really liked as a kid. Or
it's also like I don't know. Like there's something about his listening to his music now that I'm like, why did Weird Al like this?
Right.
Like what?
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like how did this become like someone he's like so much he's parodied twice. And there's a big span, too, between, like, I think Happy Birthday was originally, like, 1980 when he wrote it.
Yep.
Like, 80, then back to this 92. It's a big gap
to
go back to this guy again.
There's also a couple other songs in this, one of which is How Come I Don't See You in the Mirror.
Okay.
And that sort of, at the end of it, has, like, dog noises and stuff.
I was going to say, what's the dog noise have to do with this at
and
all?
So that's why I think this is more of a pastiche of, like, the entire album.
Okay.
There's some other songs that people kind of talk about, and I didn't really feel... Like I listened and I was like, they had like this drum beat from this one thing. And it's sort of like a marching drum beat. And I'm like, I don't think that really works.
It's a stretch.
But I think, but like I said, I think it's like an album thing,
right.
Sort of like Smile was pancreas. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
yes.
Like, I think he took a lot of different little things.
I thought it was Pet Sound for
Pet Sound. Sorry, Pet Sound.
Like, yeah. Smile.
I don't remember which one it is.
Pet Sounds.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I, like I said, this Hatred, H-A-T-R-E-D, is the only song of his I've ever heard. Maybe I'll dive into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because I heard a little bit also similar to Happy Birthday in that, like the ending maybe, mainly. Like I almost, at the end of Hatred, wanted him to say, and a pinch to grow an inch.
Yeah, yeah. Was, oh, me too.
The ending was dead on Happy Birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay, so how old is this album then? The album you're talking about, it's got to be from the 70s then.
Good question.
Yeah.
1978.
I knew it.
There you go.
All right.
So, okay, maybe it is. I don't know. It just, it feels like it incorporates a lot of different things in it in this one song. So that's why I kind of feel like that.
I just can't imagine Weird Al as a young teenager, late teenager, jamming to punk rock. But maybe he did. Because I guess he was, like everyone says, he was kind of punk when he first came out.
Maybe he was, maybe it was an album he found in college or something at the radio station and he played it on. And it was like, well, hey, I kind of like this.
It
I
seems oddly this. Angry for
it
him,
is,
though.
It is.
Hatred is really like a mean, like,
and like cynical. And like,
but then again, you listen to his first album, there's a lot of cynical kind of stuff in there. Like,
if, I guess.
I guess he got through it with humor, but it was a lot of it was very cynical and he does have some dark humor. So I guess, you know, whatever. If he's into punk, he's into punk. And, you know, I think that's kind of cool, but not expected. You listen to the song, you don't picture Weird Al jamming to it.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently he did. He really likes this guy.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. He had some help on this album with a lot of people, but also Orrin and Luther.
Vandross.
Yes.
Awesome.
No, Waters.
Oh, okay.
Who are relatives of the Waters sisters, who also helped them on this album and several other albums.
But not the guy from Pink Floyd.
No.
Or the director, John Waters.
No.
No, okay. How about the Water Boy?
No.
You got the Water Sisters.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, dang it. The Shape of Waters?
Yes.
What shape are they in? Are they in good shape?
I think they're in the shape of Luther.
Okay. Ooh, that's not very good shape.
But it depends who Luther is.
Oh, I'm thinking Luther Vandross.
I'm thinking Martin Luther, the original.
Oh, wow.
The one with the theses on the door. Yeah, yeah.
Was he in good shape? I don't know if he's known for that.
I feel like there's a TV show. I don't know if it's about him. There's a TV show, like a period piece called Luther, but I don't know what it's actually about.
Sure. We've gotten really derailed here.
Hey, we have nothing else to talk about. This is a song.
How about we talk about the song itself? Okay. Weird Al's version.
It's fun. It's interesting. Yeah. Like it's
another one of those bitter love songs.
Yeah. I think I want to like this more than the other ones because it's like, because the change comes early and then like, and then it's the focus point as opposed to the, I think that's better than the whole thing of them being like, oh, nope, just joking.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've never known how to take this song. Like, it kind of seems like he's caught in a lie and he's trying to backtrack out of it, or he's, and I don't understand where this song is coming from.
Okay,
is he literally just kidding about
the
whole thing?
Is he like psychopathic and just being a jerk? Or is he like, I told you I loved you, but I don't anymore. I mean, I was only kidding about
exactly.
That.
Like, does he realize he's not in love with her anymore? Was he like just kind of fooling himself the whole time? And I don't know. He's being weirdly honest in a really dickish way. I just don't know how to take this song. It's funny.
I'm such a groovy guy.
Exactly. I mean, like, I'm such a groovy guy. Come on. But that's the opposite. He's breaking up with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just, is he like really, was it this his plan all along to like get some girl and just like trick her for years and years and make her almost marry him and then like, psych, ah, ha, ha, I got you? Or was he just like trying to get out of it? Like, yeah, I know I said that, but I was only kidding. I don't know.
It's been 40 years and we've lived together. I got you a 401k.
I'm overthinking this. I know I overthink this.
We had 17 children and 5 grandchildren.
But you're not my will because I was only kidding.
I was only kidding.
I've actually been married the entire time to Lucille. Uh-huh. You look so silly now. Is it like early episode of Punked? Or I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to take this. Like, is he being serious about really being kidding with her this whole time? Or is he just trying to get out of something?
Is he kidding about being kidding?
Right?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. It's just weird. It's funny. Weird. A lot of I don't think it's one of his strongest, like, I don't know, takes on I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I clearly.
No, I mean, I was going to say about like his, like the painfulness of like, you know, all these things you'd rather do. That's not really in this.
No.
It's more just like,
I don't know. It's just mental torture. Yeah, it's not like actual torture. So that's probably why you don't like this song that much. Psychological torture. Because you don't like psychological torture. You just like the normal torture.
Exactly. No, I mean, it's a fun song, but I just don't know where I'm going to put it. Just, it's kind of confusing to me, kind of odd, but I think I appreciate it more after listening to what it's a style parody of.
Yeah.
So I always thought it was just an original or just generic punk.
And it's got a classic Wayne's World line in it.
Yes. Not.
Which is actually one more piece of information that's interesting about this. He originally was going to have Waffle King on Off the Deep End.
Uh-huh.
But he had already recorded, apparently, all of the originals for Alapalooza. Alapalooza.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was on that. But then he realized that he was worried about the Wayne's World reference being too old by the time Alapalooza came out. So he actually put that on this album. And that's why Waffle King is on that Alapalooza.
Yeah.
Waffle King did come out as a B-side on one of the tracks of this album, however. Yeah. So he got it out, but it just wasn't on this album.
Which we'll get into that eventually, but I think that was a mistake. I think that Wayne's World reference would hold up.
It has. Yeah, it's, you can't believe that it was going to, like, you know.
I think
like,
it was a mistake. This would have fit better on Alapalooza, and Waffle King would have fit better on here, because we'll get into Waffle King later, but it's basically two style parodies, the exact same band on that album now.
Yeah.
Because of that. And I don't understand why he kept both of them on there, because neither one's that great. Okay. So we'll get to that later. But yeah. I think that was a mistake. He should have left Waffle King either not recorded at all or on this album.
Or he could just leave it on the single and then do something else with it. Like,
right?
Like if it didn't pop on the single, then don't include it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to use it. I think. I mean, I love this song. I think this is it's a better song than Waffle King. So in that way, yes, I guess use this instead. But if you're going to keep them both, I think you should have left it the other way around.
Yeah. I also think it's a little weird to have this on the same album as You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Yeah. Maybe that's kind of like, it is, but they're like opposite ends,
I guess. But I don't know, like one love song, an album.
Yeah,
but I mean, Airline Amy's also on this kind of thing.
Yeah, three love songs.
So
it's a lot of love in this.
It is
love and hate. Love and hate.
Well, it's a Weird Al love. So
yeah,
it's
love.
Really,
you got all three sides, like mental, like psychological torture love song, obsessive stalker love song, and broken hearted love song.
I think Weird Al spells love HATE.
Yes, I think so.
Or HATRED?
That's what I thought you were going for.
There you go.
That's our thoughts on this one. I think your favorite lyrics?
Yes, I have a favorite lyric.
Do you? I have one too.
Okay, you say yours.
All right. When I said that you're just getting more and more beautiful every day, well, I was just pulling your leg now, darling. What's the matter with you anyway? You're so gullible. That's
it's
on
so,
the one, right?
It's so gaslighty.
Yeah.
Right? It's so wrong.
Oh.
I got the one. Mine is, why don't you put down that gun? Because at least there's some kind of like...
That's what I was talking about. Like, is he just trying to get out of something? Or has he been really doing this forever? Because like, that line definitely like, wait a minute. I don't
get
this.
Well, so it depends.
Is he just like, hey, don't shoot me. I was only kidding.
Was the gun at the beginning of the song? I always interpreted that the gun was pulled
right
in the middle of the song.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he's saying all this stuff, and she's just like,
all right,
okay,
I got my gun now.
Yeah, exactly.
I see it as, like, the gun has been on him the entire time, and that's why he's battling all this stuff.
That's an interesting question.
That's how I've always taken it.
How do you take it? Call us at 302-72-WEIRD, and you can tell us which you think is right. Is the gun out at the beginning of the song, or does the gun come out sometime during the song? Thank you very much. Rating.
I will give this one,
out of what?
Oh, yeah, so between 1 and 5. Kids, no.
I was only kidding.
Ah, okay. 1 to 5 pranks.
Young goats.
Pranks.
Punks.
Punk, yeah, 1 to 5 punks. I like that. Or
what's his face?
Ashton Kutcher's?
Kutcher. Yeah. 1 to 5 Kutcher.
Kutcher's?
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher's.
1 to 5 Kutcher.
You can't pronounce last names.
You can't pronounce his last name either.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang it. Kushner. Now I can't.
You must... Kardashian. Wait, no.
There you go. Ashton Kardashian. That's harder to say. I am going to give this one... I appreciate it more now. I'm going to up it from what I originally would have. I'm going to give it a 3.
Interesting. I'm giving it a 3.5.
All right.
But off the, you have to remember, Off the Deep End is my album.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I have a lot more nostalgia, and I enjoyed the song. And I appreciate it. I don't know. I think when I was a kid, I appreciated it.
Okay.
Now I'm like, yeah, this is kind of a jerky thing to do.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid and a teenager, you're just like, oh, that's funny. Yeah. You know? Yeah, definitely now you're like, that's not a good thing
not
to do.
Not okay.
That's not nice.
Definitely not okay.
speaking of not nice, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and...
Twitter's not nice.
No. Not nice. Not nice at all. No. Instagram, join the Facebook group, like we said, and call us at that phone line.
Yeah, let us know
what
you think.
Exactly.
Was the gun out, or was it pulled? All right. Did you get the number?
302-72-WEIRD.
There you go.
Well, when you say it as I'm saying
it's hard to
nobody
say.
Can hear.
You do it.
302-72-WEIRD.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Exactly.
And like you can mention it on the Facebook page as well. Cool.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.